to Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. I thank you for listening to my show, whether it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it may be. It's always a lot of fun talking local sports, and got to thank Stephen Elmo Weeks on a short notice, the columnist, as I coined, coming on talking about Brian Harman in the U.S. Open, and in his little pool, he's got Ricky Fowler. But he just told you a story I didn't know. Brian Harman played Ricky Fowler head-to-head and beat him pretty good. So I'm going to be rooting for Brian Harman. So while we're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic after the week, this young man has come home from college, and he's hooked up with the hottest team in Savannah right now, the Savannah Bananas. 7 straight sellouts. It's just a great story. If you haven't followed Mikey Huggins from Benedictine, the Savannah Morning News Player of the Year, went on to Darton College, went to the National Junior Colleges JUCO World Series. He drove 56 runs, scored 56 runs, just had an unbelievable junior college career. Now he's up at Georgia State in Atlanta. He started in one of the biggest wins probably in Georgia State's history against Ole Miss. He led off the 11th inning with a single, scored the winning run, and now he's playing for the Savannah Bananas, and that's Mikey Huggins. You know, he has played in 12 games, didn't play last night, but he's a kid that's going to get down and dirty for you. And I had to record this because tonight Savannah Bananas are on the road to Lexington County Blowfish, and if you know anything about the Coastal Plain League, we're the furthest team in the league in the South, so there's 2.5-3 hour bus ride, so they got to meet early to go. But what a great interview with this young man was yesterday in historic Grayson Stadium. Here's my interview with Mikey Huggins. And today's show is on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah. I'm here with Mikey Huggins. That's right, Mikey Huggins, that's what I call him. I know he's Michael Huggins, but watch him grow up playing baseball at Benedictine, and everybody talking about Mikey Huggins, and I got to see him play high school baseball. It was phenomenal. He's home for the summer. He's playing for the Savannah Bananas. Played at Georgia State. Started like 38 games this season.
That's about right.
And, you know, had a good season this year. He got picked by the Savannah Bananas to come play. He's played in 8 out of the 12 games. I know he'd like his batting average to be a little higher, but he's making that adjustment going from a metal bat to a wooden bat, which is a big adjustment, and I'm glad he could join me right now. So, Mikey, thanks for taking the time, and it's got to be exciting playing here in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure playing here in front of my home crowd and my family and friends. Just thankful for the opportunity to come out here and play with these guys.
Well, I just said you played your college season this past season, the 2017 college season. You played at Georgia State in college, which is up in Atlanta. So tell us, how did your college season go?
For me, I started off the season. I started some games and kind of accepted my role more as a role player throughout the season. And the season didn't go exactly how we wanted, but we made the conference tournament and made a run towards the end of our season and finished strong. And looking forward to next year and going back with those guys, and hopefully we'll have a better season.
You know, your high school career, to remind people, you were the Savannah Morning News Player of the Year in 2013. You batted .475. Then you helped Benedictine get to the state title in 2014, hitting a grand slam in the championship game. And then you go on to Darton College, and you excelled at Darton College. You hit .385 as a sophomore. So now you're up at Georgia State. Is there a big difference playing in each level? And then, of course, coming here now and playing the Coastal Plain League. What are the differences at each level?
The consistency, I'd say, is the biggest difference. We see more guys that are more overpowering to the plate and can actually command where every pitch they got, like a 3-pitch mix and all that. And then as a hitter trying to hit all three, you got to kind of pinpoint each pitch and stick with your approach and kind of go from there.
Now, you've played a lot of baseball. You love the game. Growing up, did you have a favorite baseball player, or was it just get out there and play on the field? Was it dad? Was it somebody in the pros? Was it Atlanta Braves? Hopefully that is your favorite team, right?
Oh, yeah. I love the Braves, and I have to say Chipper Jones was always my favorite guy. I loved him, and just growing up being a Braves fan, I used to know the whole Braves lineup, and Chipper Jones just was the one that stuck out to me the most.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm here with Mikey Huggins, former Benedictine cadet, Darton College, Georgia State, right now playing the summer here with the Savannah Bananas in historic Grayson Stadium. Outstanding hitter in high school, fielder. You played shortstop. You get to college now. I think they're playing more of you at second base. If I had asked Coach West or your college coach what would they tell me? What would they tell me about Mikey Huggins, about his baseball game? What's his best aspect or his best attribute? There's the word.
I'd say I'm a pretty scrappy guy. At the plate, I don't hit for much power, but find a way on, either bunting or just hitting a single, infield single maybe. Fielding wise, I like my first steps usually pretty good. Try to get to a lot of balls. Pretty much it.
Okay, you're playing baseball up at Georgia State, and you get a call from the Savannah Bananas. What made them get in contact with you? What do you think what they're thinking was behind it?
Well, actually, last summer I met Sean and on the beach, actually. And,
Coach West on the beach, eh?
Yes, sir. And we talked on the beach for a while and just kind of kept in contact. He offered me the temporary job, and I said if I wanted to play summer ball, it was going to be in Savannah, so... I was just thankful for that opportunity that he gave me the chance to play here.
And, you know, it's such a big transition because in college you can use aluminum bats, metal bats. What's the transition from going from a metal bat to a wooden bat? Is it a lot harder?
Oh, yeah. The sweet spot on a wooden bat's definitely different. You got to kind of pick your pitch and look for a certain zone, 3-2 or 1. Just kind of drive the baseball where it's pitched.
Any surprises playing this year, playing in the Coastal Plain League, or, you know, surprises the long bus trip, getting accustomed to what goes on here? Any surprises that, you know, you didn't expect when you started playing here?
I'm just thankful for the crowd and all my friends and family coming out to support all of us out here. But the bus rides, they do get old very quickly. They're all so long, but it's a good bonding experience with all these guys.
All right, and you just said it, playing in front of your family, your friends, the crowd, the other Savannians that come. I mean, this place is like, you know, it's electrifying when you come here to watch you guys play. Is there any pressure playing in front of your friends and family, or just go out there like any other game and do your thing?
I wouldn't say it's pressure. It's mostly like you don't want to let them down, but you know that they're always going to be behind you, pulling for you, and no matter what the outcome is, they're going to be there for you.
Now, college baseball, did you play in front of any crowds like you're playing here?
Not yet. I would say Ole Miss was probably the closest. There's a few thousand out there, but here being Grayson Stadium, everyone's so packed in here, it's just the atmosphere is unreal.
What about all the crazy stuff you guys got to do? I mean, do you mind dancing? Do you mind meeting the crowd? How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's definitely different. It's kind of a circus out here during the game. You just kind of embrace it and get out of your comfort zone and just do your thing out there.
Do what you got to do, right? So, you know, you're playing in historic Grayson Stadium, you growing up here, and of course, Benedictine Military School playing their football games here for the longest time and just an historic place. What's it like playing in a historic stadium like this?
It's definitely a privilege seeing all the great players that come through here and just to play here where I know some big guys have played. It's just a different experience, and you're thankful for that.
Can you feel the nostalgia, the mystique about those guys roaming the outfield like you're or the infield like you're doing?
I mean, you could say they're out there, probably watching over us out there.
Yeah, like, you know, build it, they will come, right? And it's just a great stadium. Okay, we got to wrap this up. And I know right now, like you said, you signed temporary, but you're taking one game at a time. So what's the rest of the summer look like for you?
I might not play every day, but I'm just thankful for the opportunity and just battling out with these guys. And hopefully we'll get some more wins here shortly.
Well, Mikey, thanks for taking the time, and look forward to the rest of the summer. And as always, go out there and have a lot of fun and get dirty.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And that's Mikey Huggins, former Benedictine Military School, great athlete, football, baseball, you name it. Mikey did it and took his talents to Darton College, and of course he's at Georgia State now and meets Coach West on the beach last summer. When he comes back this summer, he's on the Savannah Bananas, and I mean, it's just a great story. And the kid's a hustler, the kid's a scrapper. He'll do whatever he can to get on base, and just a great interview. And I could tell sitting there, he's excited about being part of the Savannah Bananas, not just because he's playing in Savannah, Georgia, because he's part of it. And I guess watching them last year do what they do and being in the stands, watching those games, I mean, it's exciting for a kid from Savannah, Georgia. And hopefully next week I can set up an interview with the other Savannian. Played his high school baseball right there at Grayson Stadium, and he's from Calvary Day School, Chris Bashel. I'll try to set that up for next week. And it's just great stories watching our local kids play, you know, with these teams, whether it's a wood bat league, professional, Brian Harmon, you name it, college, which is going to lead us to my next segment. We're going to talk to B.J. Bennett, the founder, publisher of SouthernPigskin.com. He's also the co-host of our daily weekday show from 3 to 6, heard here on ESPN Radio Savannah. Three and Out. Just a great story about how they came up with these guys. And I know some guys aren't on there that some people feel should be on there, but I'm just telling you, it's just a great story. So you got to come back. You got to listen to it. We'll be back in about 4 minutes with that. And it's all right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 WSEG. And remember, we're streaming live now at ESPNCoastal.com. Press the Savannah button or download the new ESPN Radio mobile app. Go to Savannah Hilton Head and TuneIn Radio, WSEG Savannah, and it's all right here. WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.